The Tennessee Star Gill Report with Steve Gill.
Hey, welcome in for a few final thoughts. I'm Steve Gill. Every now and then I come across a story that literally makes me almost want to pound my head against the wall and ask, what are they thinking? And the latest example comes from the New York Post, where parents are having to go to court to try and kick their son out of their house, their child. Now, this couple in upstate New York have gotten so fed up with their son that they've tried to get him to leave. They begged him to leave. They've offered him money to leave to try and move their son, their little boy, out of their house. Now, before you think, oh, this is when he's 8, 12, 14, 16, 17 years old. He's 30. He's 30. And Mark and Christina Rotondo have been forced to extreme parenting measures to try and get this millennial boy out of their home. They've even gone to court. Now, that's after they tried written legal notices. They've tried bribing him. They've offered him $1,000 to find a place to stay. They've given him parental advice like, well, get a job. And yet he's outraged. Get this. And go to TennesseeStar.com. Go to Gill Report, Tennessee Star on Facebook, so you can read the story. Because you're going to think I'm making this up. I'm not. Now, again, they've actually had to file suit to evict Michael from their modest residence. And yet, this kid who turns 31 in July has lived at home the last 8 years and declined to go even after a series of eviction letters were presented to him. And he's outraged. He thinks that the parents are acting outrageously and abusively. He wants another 6 months because he hasn't had enough time. Now, in court papers, he said he runs a successful business, but declines to say what it is. He says, I have money, I have income, I have plans. Just not today, not in 30 days. I probably won't be here in 3 months. And he's still going in and out of the house. They ought to get a restraining order to keep him out of the house as a starting point. In any event, the New York Post has the story. We'll link it up for you. And if you think you've got deadbeat kids, yeah, just take solace. At least you're not having to evict them with legal action yet. I'm Steve Gill. This is the Gill Report. Go to TennesseeStar.com. You'll find links to the stories that we have talked about and we'll probably be talking about tomorrow. You can also go to Tennessee Star on Facebook, Gill Report on Facebook, and we'll talk again tomorrow.